Mishnah and Daf Chasam Beis is discussing the din of Shvua Saita, and it says that she makes a Shvua Amen Shal Nitmesi Bim Nitmesi Avaybi. So she makes a Shvua, she says Amen to the Shvua that she was not Mezana and that she did not become Tameh. So it's bothered with the Kasha, the whole Shvua of Saita is very difficult to understand. L'chari doesn't make any sense. What does it help that she makes a Shvua that she was not Mezana? Why are we believing her that she is being Nishma, that she wasn't Mezana? If she's Chashut to be Mezana, and it's sad that she was Mezana, obviously she doesn't care about Isurim, she doesn't care about the Eservatius Ish. If she's Chashut to be Ivan and the Eservatius Ish, she should be Chashut to be Ivan and the Eserv Shvua as well. So what type of beer is there with her Shvua if we're Chashut her being Mezana? Similar to the din of Migud Chashut Mamon, Chashut HaShvua. So the Gemara says if a person is Chashut HaMamon and he's Chashut HaShvua, once you're Chashut HaMamon, we're not going to believe her Shvua. The only reason why we're Mashabia people that are Chashan HaMamon is because Shem and Melvi Yashani Yishalav, there's not type of Marihatar, but if not for that, once you're Chashan HaMamon, you should be Chashan on a Shavuot. So who are then over here? For Chashan her being Mezana with this, Ish, she should be Chashan on the Shavuot as well. Luchar, the Shavuot has no purpose, has no Tayelis. So I found it, Bikivegi asked this Kashan, the Jewish Vachidish, and he says, he wants to say Chidish, that the din of Migur Chashan HaMamon, Chashan HaShavuot says only if you're Chashan, the person of being Chashan HaMamon right now, B'Shas HaShavuot. During the Shavuot, he's still being Chashan on Gazel, the Mashal might have mixed us, if on the tzad, then he's lying. So right now he still has the mammon of summoned by him, and he's not giving it back. So he's chashan on my mind, and therefore not mashbiya him. But over here, even on the tzad, the shvua is mezana, that happened in the past. She's not doing the iser now. This is already finished. It's possible that she did tshuva, and being that it's possible that she did tshuva, we're no longer going to be chashan her, and we will be willing to be mashbiya her because there's no reason to assume that right now she's still being aimed bechat and being doing an aver right now b'shas ha'shvua, and therefore it's not shaykh migu d'chashud over here, and that's what Bikvegi answers, and the tzais in Siman Tzadi Beis has a similar yisayt as well. But the ikar kashav of Bikvegi, Reb Shach and Abiezer and Enoch Hoshishas is tamei on him. He says he doesn't understand the whole kashav to begin with. He says v'ray zu tzarechin tuba. He says atu b'sayt ha'shvua si shvua shal bira k'derchil ha'shvuas. The name of migu d'chashud, he said, is the shvua sayt ha'shvua bira. We're not coming to be mavar like regular shvua. He says, "Alavade afim hipsulu k'ma gazon vade." Even if she's mamash a gazon vade, you know she's a gazon. We kamalka meshuah said to mashbiya naisa. Still, your mashbiya. She didn't, but because amam she tzricha, gam she tishava. So didn't, and because amam that she has to take a shvuah. So amam is not shaykh over migidu chashan on zinus. So Reb Shach is asking. He's saying the din of shvuah said is not a shvuah beer like regular shvuah. It's a din. It's part of the process of the hashka. One of the din of hashka is that you first have to take a shvuah before you being mashka. And his right is, because even if we know for sure she's a Gazan, we know clearly she was a Gazan Daraisa, like the other dinim, there's still a parsha of Saita, even though she's Chashad L'Shakir. So you see that the Shvua is obviously not a Shvua to be Mavar, it's just a din. It's part of the parsha of Hashka, part of the process of Hashka, the Yermashviya. So we don't care if she's Chashad to be Meshakir. We're not coming to be Mavar anything anyways. And therefore he says the whole Kasha of Rebbe Kivegar doesn't begin. We're not concerned with a Chashad of Znos, because the Shvua is not coming to be Mavar, her innocence. Anyway, so we don't care if she's being Meshakir. That's what he wants to say to answer the Kasha of Bikivegar. And he has a shtakaraya from Gazan. The fact that we're not concerned with the site of the Gazan Vada means that obviously we're not really concerned with her being Meshaker. The Shua is not coming to be Mavar, just the Shua, which is a din in the Hashka. But the Pella is, what's the beer in that? What's the Mshan in that? Why would the Tire say to take a Shua that has no purpose, just stop to say words? Obviously, the Shua has to be doing something. Why would the Tire say to be Mashbi, a person that's Chashud to be Meshaker and Chashud to be Mezana or Gazan Vadai? And I think what the beer and what he's saying is like this, that really, even if a person is Chashud L'Shaker and a person is Mezana, that doesn't mean that the Shvua has no purpose. There could be a person that did Averis, but when it comes to Shvua, you're taking Hashem's name, you're being Nishma, you might be Pirish, so there's something about the Shvua that could cause a person to be Pirish because he's afraid to take the make a Shvua of Atala. But being that a person is already Meshakir, we can't be Maitzi Mammon based on that Shvua. The Shvua is not being Mevar because maybe he doesn't care about the Shvua. So to be Mevar Maitzi Mammon, that he can't do. But at the end of the day, there's a certain element of a threat involved in the Shvua, even though a person already did Averis. So when the Torah says to take a Shvua before being Mashka, the Torah is saying that before your Mashka, before you give the Meisaita, you have to do whatever you could do to prove, to get her to be Maida. And being Mashbiya, her might do that because she might be afraid of the Shvua that might get her to be Maida. And therefore, Mashbiya, even though she was Meshaki, even though she was Mezana, because maybe this will get her to be Maida. Maybe she doesn't care about the Shvua. Okay, so it's not being Mevar. We're not coming to create a beer through the Shvua. It's just the last resort. Before you do the Hashka, we want to do whatever we could do to get her to be Maida. And for that reason, there's a Shvua before in the Hashka. So I think that's what Reb Shach means, that it's a din Shvua. It's part of the Hashka. It's not for no reason. It is for a reason, because it's something that will hopefully get her to be Mezana. But it's not a beer ha'emes. It's not really Mevar anything, because we're Meshbiya Gazan, Meshbiya Saito, who's named Mezana. And therefore he says the whole Kasha of Abiki Vaker doesn't begin. But from Rabbi Kivegi, you see, not like that. Kivegi Lachar understood that this is a regular Shvua of Bira. You are coming to be Mavar through the Shvua, and therefore he asked the Lachar, how could you be Mavar anything if she's Chashur to be Mazana? And he answers what he answers. But the question is, what does Rabbi Kivegi mean? How could the Shvua be a Shvua of Bira? If you think about it, the Shvua, we're not really paskini any dinim up the Shvua. The Shvua is not doing anything. It's not telling us that she's Tahara or not Tahara. We do the Shvua, it's only the Mayim, which is really the ultimate Mevar. So what's the purpose of making a Shvua to be Mevar something if it's not really being Mevar anything, it's not really doing anything? So the cash is really on the Bikivega, Lidachi. So how could you say that the Shvua is a Shvua Bira if Luchar, we're not paskining any dinim, we're not doing anything based on the Shvua? So what's the whole purpose of the Shvua? How could it really be a Shvua Bira? So I think from the Bikivega, maybe you have a Raya to Gvaldik aside from Itzel Panovicher and the Zechi Yitzchak and Chelik Aleph, Simon Chavches. He wants to say, Gvaldik Echidusha, really, the Iker Heter of a Saito, what's Matahir Labaila, is not the Hashka. It's not the fact that she drank the water and she didn't die, because he says that's Takin not a Raya, and that doesn't prove anything, because there could be many reasons why she didn't die. It could be that she is not Menuka Mi'oven, the husband's not Menuka Mi'oven. It could be there's a Schus, which is being Taila. There could be many different reasons why the water wasn't biting. So the fact that the water wasn't biting is not a beer that she said that she's not Mazana. What is the beer that she wasn't Mazana? It's the Shvua. The fact that she's willing to take a Shvua, that she was a Mazana, that is what allows us to believe her and to be Mevar, that she Taka was a Mazana. But Zakhtav Itzel, that the Shvua alone is not enough to create that Bira. It has to be a Shvua Limta, it has to be a very strong Shvua, and for that we need an Iyum, we need some type of threat that if she's lying in her Shvua, she will blow up from the water, and that will cause her, that's Mechazik, the Bira of the Shvua. So B'Yisayit Hadvarim, the Bira comes from the Shvua. The drinking of the water, the chashash of dying from the water, is really a threat and an iyum to cause her not to lie when she takes the shvua. And if she takes that shvua, even though she knows by lying she might blow up from the water, that is a raya taka that she's saying the emes with her shvua. But even that the ikar bir comes from the shvua, and the hashka is only there as an iyum, as a threat. And that's why we're able to be mivai based on the shvua. And that luchay could be how Bikivega learned that the ikar bir comes from the shvua. And for that reason, he holds that the Shvua should be Mevar, not like Reb Shach. If Reb Shach is not really a Mevar, just the din, it's trying to get her to be Maida, but it's not really the Iker Bir. So it comes out of very Sadistic Machlekes between the Mikveg and Reb Shach and Reb Itzla. Is the Shvua of Saita, Shvua of Bir, like other Shvuas, or is it really just part of the din of Hashka? But the Iker Bir comes from the Hashka.